Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Conscious Podcast featuring Peter Abundant. It's important that we understand and we realize that our relationships, our connections with others, comes with a moment of transition, transformation, even expiration, depending on how you look at it, right? But as we have, create, and build relationships with people we love, we have to understand that they are people. And just like you are an individual whom grows, evolves, going different directions and different paths, they will as well. And oftentimes we do grow, we do evolve with those close to us, but we also move and separate and go completely different directions. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that in parting or going separate directions that there needs to be things like frustration or anger or hurt or even disappointment, because that's just the way the universe works. Change is inevitable. So change throughout our relationships are also inevitable. As we make our connections with people, what we need to realize is that these connections are a blessing. They are a gift. And the more we take into consideration that this gift, this connection with this amazing individual that's in your life, may at one point in their life decide to change course, decide to do something else, be someone else, move in a different direction. And indirectly, that may affect your relationship. That may even mean that they will move on or decide, or actually subconsciously or unconsciously, maybe limit their friendships or interactions with others. We don't know. But the point here is saying that honor, cherish the relationship you have with the people in your life right now. Not from a space of scarcity and lack. Not from a space of greed and trying to absorb and suck out every pleasurable moment from your relationship, but just in honor of who they are as individuals, in honor of their life, and realizing that, hey, you are here in my life, I am here in your life at this moment. Let's do it right. Let's do it from a place of love and understanding that this isn't guaranteed. This isn't something that's written in stone and will exist forever, even though we would like it to be, even though maybe we say we're going to be friends forever or have this connection forever. The reality is we really don't know which direction we're going to go as individuals or how the universe is going to push us and move us and motivate us. And we have to honor that reality, that there are bigger things at play. And as we honor that, we get to truly live in presence and in happiness with what is happening now. Because what's happening now may not happen tomorrow. Love the person you're with from a place of understanding that they are a gift. Love that. Connect with that. Realize that. And it will create a space for you and your relationship to even be stronger, to truly be an experience that is had from the utmost level of respect. There is so much that can be obtained when we realize that things aren't forever. When we think things are forever, when we assume that position, it is easy to take it for granted. It is easy to not question or think about how your life would be without it. In other words, honoring the value that it brings to you in your life is extremely important. And oftentimes we honor value, we value things and we honor things when we truly come to an understanding that it will not last forever. It will change in some shape or form. Change doesn't necessarily mean in a bad way. It doesn't mean it's going to be taken away from you. So that's not really what this message is about. But understanding that if you are at a place right now with a particular thing or person, and you are completely happy and content with it, understand that that contentment that you are feeling for that particular space and experience will change. So you will have to adapt to that. And the best way to adapt to something is to acknowledge that it's going to change in the first place. So you can be actually ahead of the curve. You can be ahead of the game. I want you to experience life to the fullest. And for me personally, I am extremely fulfilled when I live in a space of presence and understanding that this is a gift in the moment. And the more I appreciate it for what it is right now, the more I can enjoy it, the more value it can give to me, and the more value I can give to it. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always.